It's January 14th of the year 2012, as I record this, the 10th episode of this podcast. I had originally planned to do this over holiday break, but I found myself preoccupied, or rather, I should say, otherwise occupied, working on writing a grant proposal. There's a grant opportunity that's come up that could help me in developing but also disseminating the idea of this sort of game overlay. So I'm working on that, and that sort of pulled me away from this temporarily. But I did want to at least briefly get a couple thoughts down. The big news for me today is that yesterday, The Educator, a publication put out by NEA New Hampshire, actually mailed out. And not only did they run an article about the game overlay in my classroom, but they actually put this on the front page. So, Kingdom of Diderol, a game-changing concept, right up on page one. And it's a surprisingly long article. I scanned it, and I have it available through the Facebook page. If you're friends, as it were, or if you've liked the Kingdom of Diderol on Facebook, then you can find it there. The article was written by a man named George Strout. He came in and visited me during the week of festival, which was the last week of trimester one, which is now being referred to as run one in the kingdom. And very, very nice guy, gave me the idea of doing the growth chart for trimester two to help parents and students keep track of where they were week by week in terms of whether they were on target for getting the grade that they were hoping to get. So thanks, George, very much if you're listening to this. I really appreciate that idea. He also did a very good job very clearly articulating just what the kingdom is about, what the game overlay does. Just very impressed all around. So again, very nice article, and I really appreciate them putting it out. I had originally wanted to spend time talking about Loney and what I did with that. Loney is Longest Night, and it was the analog for the winter holidays that occur. Basically, we're talking about Christmas and Hanukkah. I did not want to offend anybody, so the kingdom simply had its own celebration, and Longest Night, celebrating the winter solstice, had its own traditions and conventions. They were, in some cases, built off of established traditions. For example, one of the activities that occurred in anticipation of Loney, the players wrote new song lyrics for some of the traditional non-Christmas Christmas carols. That is to say, songs that, you know, like for non-Christmas Christmas carols, those songs that don't actually mention Christmas at all, Jingle Bells, Jingle Bell Rock, and so forth. So they wrote alternative lyrics, and one of the things I did during Loney was had the guilds that wanted to perform their song, and the entire realm, which is the class, perform one of the songs that they might choose. And it was kind of fun, and I videotaped it, and then we shared it after we got back from the break. Other things that happened during Loney, I had suggested that the celebratory food was popcorn, and I encouraged kids to bring in popcorn. Actually, one student brought in a popcorn maker and did up for everybody in the class, and that was really neat. And we had a couple little activities. It wasn't really all that impressive. The thing I think the kids enjoyed most actually had its beginnings through a suggestion that one of the players had left on the Facebook page. The idea was that they might get a lot of smaller gifts that would lead up to one bigger gift at the end. Maybe sort of advent calendar-ish is what he was thinking, I think. But as it turned out, that reminded me of a game dynamic in one of the inspirational games for this overlay, The Kingdom of Loathing, which is an online multiplayer game. One of the things they do on in certain places in the game is they have you collect small items that have no particular value or worth whatsoever, but then you can piece them together. You can actually assemble them to create something of value. So I thought okay, well, I can do a version of that. And so for a couple of weeks before Loni came along, there were special particular ways that students could earn one of the little insignificant items that had no effect and no value, which I put into a new category, which I called Dingus. The Dinguses were basically all named with dingus type names. In other words, those words that you use when you don't know what an item is called. So there was the whoosie whatsits and the thingamajigs and things like that. And the kids would collect these. And then on Loni itself, the old crafter arrived. That was just me wearing a visor and one of those carry-all things that a carpenter might use to carry nails and their tools and so forth. And I brought in a bunch of my tools, and basically what the old crafter would do is a student would bring up as many dinguses as they had accumulated. They'd look at a list and see what the options were for items that could be built. And then I went through this silly act where I would take a rubber mallet and I would hit the paper dinguses that they handed me. We're just talking about little business card size pieces of paper. I'd hit them, or I'd mush them with pliers or something like that. And then I'd do a trade to a new different card. So if they had five, then they could put it together and they'd end up with an item that actually did have an effect. And that was basically the main gist. So all in all, and the other thing that happened was I had the kids by province decorate the room. And some of the decorations came out really nice. And some of them were actually sort of, you know, holiday neutral and remain in the kingdom even now. The rewards were usually just bank gems, which is the currency in the kingdom, and I made some new items, trinkety things, available for sale. I also put something special up for sale, which I don't want to say too much about, because the kids haven't really got it yet. So, players, if you're listening, you haven't figured something out yet about something or some things that are available in the kingdom store. Well, I actually have rather a lot I need to do. I have to do a complete rewrite of the grant, so for now I'm going to say goodbye, and I'll try to do another one of these things, maybe within a couple weeks, but certainly within the month. I'll be talking to you. Please get in touch if you have anything you want to say. The website, www.diderol.org, and you can, of course, email me from there with any comments or questions or whatever you have to say. Oh, and one more thing. I have started a new blog to post students' writing on. There's not a lot there yet, but I do have two pieces of writing that explain the history of Run 1 from students', or perhaps I should say avatars', points of view. So you may want to check that out. That is Kingdom of Diderol, all one word, kingdomofdiderol.wordpress.com. I wish you well. Take care. Until next time.